Who doesn't like a piece of Daft Punk occasionally? That's Get Lucky. I know one person does, and that's Steve Chadwick. We can talk to Steve now. He's chairman of Circle 67. They have our show of the week this week. Good evening, Steve.
Good evening, Matt. Thank you for allowing me to talk to you about our production. It's great.
Well, first, tell me a little bit about the group before you launch on me what the production is going to be. So who are Circle 67?
Well, the clue's a little bit in the name. We've been going for now over 50 years performing theatre in around Suffolk. So the 67 represents the year that we were formed. And I'm very pleased to say that we still have some of the original founders performing. So that's great.
Oh, that's fantastic. That really is, isn't it?
It is. We run three productions a year. So in the summer, we take our shortened Shakespeare around the castle pubs, village greens of the county. And this year we're performing in France. So we're all very excited about that as well. And we've been doing that for 30 years. It's very popular, great fun to do.
So a proper travelling group, you go around...
We are a travelling troupe of players, yes, in the old traditional sense. So in the winter, we tend to perform kind of more seasonal family favourites and stuff. So things you'd expect to see at Christmas time. So a little bit of Dickens, Wind in the Willows, the occasional pantomime. Well, that's important, Matt, because we like to kind of bring the youngsters on, give them their first kind of taste of theatre, so that's really good as well.
So where do you do that in more traditional venues, or do you where do you do?
It's a little cold to go around pubs in the winter time. So we do. We tend to use kind of we're big fans of some of the kind of village halls around. We've got some great village halls now, and we like to use the Hub a lot as well, and Fisher Theatre, things like that. Yeah, so we like to get around.
Yeah. So how long have you been involved with the group, Steve?
Well, I've been involved for about 12 years now. Obviously, becoming the chairman of Circle 67 is a massive privilege for me. And I think that was my first taste of theatre. I think I was pushed right in the deep end and given the lead part in Man of the Moment, I think the play was. But that seems a long time ago now.
So, reveal, or what's the production going to be?
Well, this spring production, with our spring productions, we really like to kind of push our boundaries a little bit and perform plays which are a little bit more challenging. And this spring, it's going to be Sophocles' Antigone.
Very nice.
Yeah, very nice. It's a very interesting play. It's a classic Greek play, and it deals with themes which I think still resonate now. A member of our company, Neville Chaplin, has written a new version of the play. And it's, Sophocles wrote three plays about the ancient city of Thebes, and in particular, the tragic figure of Oedipus. Now, Matt, Oedipus is that chap who's best remembered for murdering his father, the king.
Yes.
And marrying his mother, Jocasta, the queen.
Yes.
Yes.
There's this much I know. That's about where my knowledge runs out, though, I have to be honest.
Well, come to the play and you'll find a little bit more about him and his family. In his defence, all parties involved in that kind of that triangle were ignorant of the fact that they were related. But history hasn't really forgotten Oedipus and what he was up to.
Mm.
Now, our play begins with the death of Oedipus and really relates to his sons who are fighting each other for the throne of Thebes. So both are killed, each on the sword of the other. And this leaves the city leaderless, and their sisters, Ismene, and our heroine, Antigone, in mourning. So it sounds a little bit like Game of Thrones a bit.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, yeah. I've only just recently got into that, but anyway. Yeah.
No dragons.
Oh.
Okay. So their uncle Creon, he assumes the throne, and in his desperation to assert his new authority, this might sound a little familiar, he makes a chilling proclamation or promise that forces Antigone to choose loyalty to her family over the state. And that's the crux of the play. It's the constant battle between the tyrannical Creon and the chastity, the purity of Antigone. And that's what really makes it.
So how long have you been rehearsing the play for now?
Wow, nearly 3 months now.
Wow, okay. And I mean, how often do you guys meet up? Is it once a week or is it
once a week, and then we have other sessions where we get together and maybe do some particular scenes and kind of work through those. So it's quite intensive.
Okay, so where are you going to be performing this?
Well, we start on Monday at Bramfield Village Hall.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, we move to Southwold, the Arts Centre there. And on Wednesday, the new Village Hall at Huntingfield Hub. We take a break on Thursday.
Understand.
We're back again on Friday.
Yep.
to Beccles Public Hall, and then we finish at the Cut at Halesworth on Saturday.
If people want to join the group, are you looking for new members all the time? You want new people to get involved?
If we're going to go on for another 50 years, we need new people all the time. Hmm. And if they're interested, they can always get hold of us, okay, at info@circle67.co.uk. And our website is the best place to go and look for tickets. Tickets are available now. They can book online. But they can also book from the venues. And there will be tickets available on the day. But please, don't leave it to the last minute. We don't want to turn you away.
Brilliant. Steve, thank you very much for talking to me. That's Steve Chadwick, chairman of Circle 67. That's great.